You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Naukri share price rallied over 7% in early trade on Friday after the company reported an 18% jump in PAT to Rs. 211 crore. Naukri shares jumped as much as 7.43%, reaching an intraday high of Rs. 6,338.10 per share on the NSE. Naukri.com operator InfoEdge reported an 18% year-on-year increase in its standalone profit for the March quarter, reaching Rs. 211 crore. While its revenue grew by 7.9% to Rs. 608.3 crore. According to a Nomura report on InfoEdge India, the firm maintains its buy rating on the stock and has increased the target price to Rs. 6,750 from Rs. 6,210. The report underscores robust billing growth across all segments, with IT billing showing the first signs of a turnaround. Moving on, automaker Mahindra & Mahindra, M&M's, share price surged over 7% in early trading on Friday, following analysts' bullish outlook and raised target prices after the company's strong Q4 results. The shares soared as much as 7.66%, reaching a record high of Rs. 2,554.75 per share on the BSE. Jefferies has upgraded Mahindra & Mahindra from a hold to a buy, significantly increasing the target price to Rs. 2,910 from Rs. 1,615. According to Jefferies, the tractor segment is currently in a late downturn phase, but the company is bolstering its market position by expanding its SUV portfolio and increasing production capacity. The brokerage firm has revised its earnings per share EPS estimates for FY25-26 upward by 16-21%, reflecting a positive outlook on the company's future performance. Meanwhile, real estate developer Mixen Group is planning to invest Rs. 500 crore in four mixed-use commercial projects, spread cumulatively over 2 million square feet. The projects have received the RERA approval. Three of the four projects are located along Yamuna Expressway and one is in the Greater Noida. These are the most strategically located plots, with the upcoming Jewar Airport set to catalyze a new era of development. The region is witnessing an incredible upsurge, making it an attractive proposition for a high net worth catchment. The projects will not only revitalize the area, but we are also committed to bringing the best of international experiences to the Noida Expressway region, Yash Migalani, MD Mixen Group, said. Elsewhere, Yes Bank has announced the launch of Yes Grandeur, an exclusive banking program designed to address the unique financial and lifestyle needs of India's fast-growing emerging affluent segment. With an expected growth rate of 2.3 times over the next decade, as per BCG-CGI proprietary income model, the demographic is set to redefine the landscape of consumer banking in India, marked by its increasing disposable income and sophisticated consumer habits, with Indian middle class nearly doubling to 61% by 2046-47. As per Price report, rising income and the expansion of middle class and high income segments will reshape future consumption. Yes Grandeur is aimed at catering to the evolving market dynamics where the affluent are increasingly seeking personalized services that complement their lifestyle. Next up, Vodafone Idea's net loss for the January-March quarter widened to Rs. 7,674 crore from Rs. 6,986 crore in the preceding quarter, owing to the fall in revenues and base effect of Q3, where the company recorded a one-time gain of Rs. 755.5 crore. Bloomberg had estimated the net losses at Rs. 7,701 crore. Total expenses fell 0.8% sequentially to Rs. 18,303 crore. On a year-on-year basis, the expenses rose 7.5%, owing to which losses widened from Rs. 6,419 crore a year ago. Revenues from operations fell 0.6% Q-on-Q to Rs. 10,607 crore, missing the Bloomberg estimate of Rs. 10,696 crore. On a year-on-year basis, the revenue rose 0.7%. Consolidated EBITDA surpassed the estimates at Rs. 4,336 crore and fell 0.3% sequentially. Bloomberg had pegged EBITDA at Rs. 4,321 crore. Moving on, Adani Green Energy has taken 8 years to go beyond 10 gigawatt capacity in renewable energy. The next 10 gigawatt will, however, take just 2 years. The Adani Group company, which has an operational capacity of 10.93 gigawatts, is looking to add 6 gigawatt in FY25 and 6 to 8 gigawatt every year thereafter. Other renewable energy majors are also on a super fast track on adding green power capacity. Renew took 12 years for its first 10 gigawatts. The company plans to double its operational portfolio in the next 3 years. Renew last week said it had signed 5 power purchase agreements, PPAs, totaling 2.2 gigawatts of RE capacity, expanding its fully contracted renewable energy portfolio. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a positive note on May 17th. The BSE Sensex rose 253.31 points, or 0.34% to finish the day's trading at 73,917.03, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 62.25 points, or 0.28% higher at 22,466.10. Bank Nifty closed up 138.60 points, or 0.29% at 48,115.65. Following the trend, Nifty Midcap 100 closed in the green, up 451.60 points or 0.88% at 51,604.90. M&M, JSW Steel, Ultratech Cement, Grasim Industries and BPCL were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Cipla, TCS, Britannia, Hero MotoCorp and Nestle India were the key laggards in the Nifty 50 on May 17th. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.